So now Gideon has now 300 men that God has chosen to go deal with this enormous army. Yeah? But before the confrontation, God encourages Gideon. Read verses 9 to 11. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, Arise, get thee down into the host, for I have delivered it into thine hand. But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Pura, thy servant, down to the host. And thou shalt hear what they say, and afterwards shall thine hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down with Pura, his servant, unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host.
همان شب خداوند به جدون گفت برخیز و به اردوگاه فرود شو زیرا آن را به دست تو تسلیم کردم اما اگر از رفتن میترسی با خادمت پوره فرود شو تو آنچه را ایشان میگویند خواهی شنید و سپس دستانت نیرو گرفته به اردوی ایشان فرود خواهی شد پس جدون با خادمش پوره نزد سلاحدارانی که بیرون از اردوگاه دیدبانی میکردند فرود آمد.
Yeah, so I mentioned Gideon is shaken a little bit that day.
جدون اینجا ترسیده دیگه. درسته.
And he cannot show his fear. He is supposed to be the leader. He started the morning early.
صبح زود خواب پا میشه.
And he had 30,000 men.
با صبح زود 300,000
Now it's night and he has 300.
حالا شب شده و 300 تا داره.
And again Gideon has to take a step of faith. God tells him, hey, go to this great army. Go check them out. And you will hear what they say and you'll be encouraged. Yeah, because I have given them into your hands. And said, but if you're afraid, go take your servant with you, your servant Pura. And of course, which he ends up doing because he is afraid. Yeah, but again, he does obey God. He just walks to that camp. And I'm sure he tries to do that secretly.
But
you can imagine he is afraid. Now, does Gideon need to be afraid? No, because God already had told them, I am with you. I will deliver them. Yeah. This army is done. It's a done deal.
Yeah.
Go to Romans 4. Yeah. We see God saying things in the Bible that are not yet performed as if they were already done. Romans 4:17. As it is written, I've made thee a father of many nations before him we believed, even God who quickened the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
چنان که مکتوب است که تو را پدر امتهای بسیار ساختم در حضور آن خدایی که به او ایمان آورد که مردگان را زنده می کند و چیزهایی را که نیستند به وجود می خواند.
Yeah, God can speak about things that are not yet visible to us
as
if they were already happened.
انگار همون موقع اتفاق افتاده.
Yeah, so Gideon, it's a done deal.
جدعون همه اینا اتفاق افتاده.
Yeah, but for your sake,
اما به خاطر خودت,
you need to go down to this camp
اول برو به اون کمپ
and hear what they are saying,
برو صداشون رو بشنو.
Yeah, and you will be strengthened.
و بعد قوت خواهید.
Yeah, it will give you the courage you need to just go down to this great army later on.
که احتیاج داری رو میشنوی به دست.
Now what is he hearing?
چی میشنوه؟
Read verses 12 till 15.
12 تا 15.
And the Midianites and Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers from multitude, and the camels were without number as the sand by the sea side from multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow and said, behold, I dreamt a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and came into a tent, and it smote it, it fell, and overturned it, that the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand had God delivered Midian and all the host. And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped. And he returned into the host of Israel and said, arise, for the Lord had delivered into your hand the host of Midian.
Midian, Amalekian, and تمام اقوام شهر بیشمار همچون ملخ در دره پراکنده بودند و شترهایشان همچون شنهای شاه کثیر و بیشمار بود. چون جدون به دانجا رسید اینک مردی خواب خود را برای رفیقش نقل کرده می گفت اینک خواب دیدم که آن گرده ای نان جو قلد زنان به میان اردوگاه مدیان داخل شد و به خیمه برخورد کرد. آن را چنان زد که افتاده سرنگون شد و بر زمین پهن گردید. رفیقش پاسخ داد: این چیزی نیست مگر شمشیر جدعون پسر یوآش مرد اسرائیلی. خدا مدیان و تمامی اردو را به دست او تسلیم کرده است. چون جدعون نقل خواب و تعبیرش را شنید سجده کرد و به اردوگاه اسرائیل بازگشت و گفت: برخیزید زیرا خداوند اردوی مدیان را به دست شما تسلیم کرده است.
Yeah, so God is doing a miracle here.
Yeah, God,
Gideon sneaks up to one of the tents of the enemy.
And
he's hearing his conversation between these two men. Yeah, one had this weird dream that he's sharing. Yeah, and cake of barley rolled into the camp of the Midian. Turned over this tent. Yeah, that it will lay along. And then his friend miraculously interprets the dream and says, hey, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash. Yeah, very specific. Hey, Gideon, this is you. He's talking about you, a man of Israel. For into his hand had God delivered Midian and all the host. And when Gideon hears this, he's encouraged. His faith is built up. Now, notice that this entire event, God orchestrated specifically to encourage Gideon.
اتفاق افتاد که فقط جدعون رو تشویق کنه.
Yeah, God this to build a servant up.
خداوند یه کاری رو می‌کنه که خادمش رو بنا کنه که تشویق کنه جدعون رو.
Yeah, God will help you to do great works for him.
خداوند از تک تکتون استفاده
می‌کنه. He'll come alongside you to build you up, to encourage you.
تو رو بلند می‌کنه، تشویقت می‌کنه.
To make you ready for the task that he has for you.
و تو رو آماده می‌کنه برای اون لحظه، برای کار و هدفی که تو زندگی.
Your part.
وظیفه هر کدومتون.
Is to walk rightly before him.
اون چیزی که خدا ازتون خواسته درست انجام بدین، وظیفه تو، کار تو اینه که اطاعت کنی وقتی ازت خواسته و خواستش رو انجام
بدی.
و بعد خداوند دستت رو میگیره و میبره به جاهای بزرگ که کارهای بزرگ و عظیم‌تر و کارهایی که برای خدا انجام میدیم با قوت و قدرت خداست.
کسایی که
و جدی بایستیم برای خدمتمون به خداوند، خداوند ازشون استفاده میکنه. ما هم هستیم که چیزهای کوچیک رو مراقبش هستیم.
16 till 18. And he divided the 300 men into three companies. And he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. When I blow with the trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp. And say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon.
جدعون آن 300 مرد را به سه دسته تقسیم کرد و در دست همگی آنها کرناها و سبوهای خالی نهاد و مشعلی در هر سبو گذاشت و به آنها گفت: بر من بنگرید و مانند من به عمل آورید. چون به کنار اردوگاه رسیدم، هرچه می کنم شما نیز بکنید. وقتی من و همه همراهانم کرناها را به صدا در آوردیم، شما نیز از تمام اطراف اردوگاه در کرنه‌هایتان بدمید و فریاد برآورید برای خداوند و برای جدعون.
Yeah, so Gideon's faith is built up.
ایمان جدعون.
Yeah, he gives the instructions. This is what we're going to do.
قومش میگه چیکار کنیم؟ گروهش میگه چیکار کنیم؟
He gives them trumpets.
بهشون شیپور میده.
He gives them empty pitchers.
بهشون چیز سبو
and lamps which are in the pitchers to cover the lamp.
و چراغی که توی اون کوزه است که.
And he doesn't even hand out swords and things like that.
اصلا بهشون شمشیر نمیده.
But he gives them what they need for the battle.
برای جنگ این چیزها رو میده، میگه و اینا رو.
And he says, look at me.
به من نگاه کنید.
Yeah, do likewise.
همون کاری که من میکنم شما.
Yeah, do what I do.
کاری که من میکنم بکنید.
And this is also what good leadership looks like.
رهبری خوب کلیسایی همین شکلیه.
They set an example themselves.
خودش میره جلو و میگه هر کاری.
Of course, that holds for the pastor in the church.
چه برای شبان کلیسا.
Yeah, we're to lead by example.
چه به عنوان نمونه رهبری
کنیم. But it also holds for leadership in other capacities.
رهبری دیگه تو جاهای دیگه.
Man, you are to set an example for your family.
شما که رهبر خانواده
هستید. For your wife, for your children.
برای خانمتون و برای بچه‌هاتون
باشید. Wives, you are to set example for your children to follow.
برای بچه‌هاتون باید رهبر خوبی باشین که اونجوری که شما هستین دنبالتون.
What about your friends? Can you say to your friends, look at me and do likewise.
به من نگاه کن، به همون کاری که من می‌کنم بکن.
Follow me as I follow Christ.
دنبال من بیا همونجوری که من دنبال مسیح میرم.
Can you say to new believers?
آیا میتونی به یک ایماندار تازه که اومده تو کلیسا بگی دنبال من بیا؟
Look at my life.
به زندگی من نگاه.
Look at my example.
نمونه منو ببین و دنبال من بیا.
Can you say that?
آیا میتونی امروز این حرفو بزنی؟
Now read on from 19 till 23.
آیه 19 تا 23.
Yeah, so Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came into the outset of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, and they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers and held the lamps in the left hands, and the trumpets in the right hands to blow it all, and they cried, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host. And the host fled to Bethshitta in Zerat, and to the border of Abel-Mehola, and unto Tabat. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali, and out of Asher, and out of all Manasseh, and pursued after the Midianites.
پس جدعون و 100 مردی که همراهش بودند در ابتدای پاس دوم درست پس از استقرار قراولان تازه به کناره اردوگاه آمدند. آنان در کلمه‌های خود دمیدند و سبوخ‌هایی را که در دست داشتند شکستند. سپس هر سه دسته در کلمه‌ها دمیده سبوخ‌های خود را شکستند. آنان مشعل به دست و کلمه به دست راست داشتند و فریاد می‌زدند شمشیری برای خداوند و برای جدعون. هر کس در جای خود در اطراف اردوگاه ایستاد و تمامی لشکر مدیان دمیدند فریاد زنان گریختند. چون آنان در آن 300 کرنا دمیدند، خداوند شمشیر هر مدیانی را بر ضد رفیقش و بر ضد تمامی لشکر گردانید و لشکر تا به بیت و شبته به جانب سره و تا مرز آبل محوله در امتداد تبات گریختند. مردان اسرائیلی از نفتالی و اشیر و تمامی منسی فرا خوانده شدند.
Yeah, so Gideon sets the example. He goes to the camp of the enemy, blows a trumpet, breaks the pitchers. The others follow, and they shout, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." And as a result, there's confusion in the camp.
همه ارتش مدیانیا گیج میشن.
You can imagine these were different armies together. They get confused.
ارتش‌های مختلف، اشعار مختلف.
They start attacking themselves.
نمی‌دونستن کی زده کیه، بر ضد همدیگه شروع می‌کنن جنگیدن.
Who was defeating this army?
کی داشته می‌جنگیده، پیروز می‌شد بر ضد
اون. It was God defeating this army.
خداوند بود که داشت اونا رو نابود می‌کرد.
But it was through the obedience of Gideon and his men.
اما با اطاعت جدعون و قوم اطرافش، مردم اطرافش.
Yeah, after that God creates confusion in the camp.
خداوند اون گیجی رو تو اون ارتش ایجاد می‌کرد.
And they only needed to clean up afterwards.
بعد قرارش فقط تمیز بعد می‌کردن.
But what needed to happen first? Gideon had to set the example.
جدعون باید
others had to follow that example.
نمونه رو برمی‌داشت و اون کار انجام
می‌داد. Yeah, knowing that blowing the trumpets
and
standing there with lights would expose them to that army.
باعث می‌شد که ارتش ببینتشون بیشتر چون چراغ می‌درخشید.
Remember, there are only 300.
300 تا بودن. 300 تا چراغ روشن شده.
They're in front of a valley full of
توی دره‌ای پر از انسان‌هایی بودن که قابل شمارش نبودن.
Yet they obeyed God.
اما اطاعت کردن دور اون دره با شمع
به because they had faith in God because they
چون ایمان داشتن به خداوند اطاعت کردن از خداوند با قوت خداوند ایستادن و همون باعث
پیروزیشون
و پیروزیشون کوچیک هم نبود پیروزی
again, took obedience to God.
باز اطاعتشون باعث شد که قدم بردارن
yeah, people were willing to do the will of God.
کسایی بودن که حاضر شدن اون لحظه از خدا اطاعت کنن و خواست خداوند را انجام بدن.
Read verses 24 and
25.
And Gideon sent messages throughout all Ephraim saying, "Come down against the Midianites and take before them the waters unto Betbara and Jordan, that all the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together and took the waters unto Betbara and Jordan. And they took two princes of the Midianites, Oreb and Zeb, and they slew Oreb upon the rock of Oreb, and Zeb at the winepress of Zeb, and pursued Midian and brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon on the other side Jordan."
جدعون قاصدان به سرتاسر نواحی مرتفع افرایم فرستاده گفت بر ضد مدیان فرود آیید و آبهای مقابل آنان را تا بیت باره و تا اردن بگیرید. پس مردان افرایم جملگی فرا خوانده شدند و ایشان آبها را تا بیت بارها اردن گرفتند. آنان همچنین اورب و ذئب دو حاکم مدیان را گرفته، اورب را بر صخره اورب و ذئب را در چرخشت ذئب به قتل رسانیدند و به تعقیب مدیان پرداختند و سرهای اورب و ذئب را از آن سوی اردن نزد جدعون آوردند.
Now, of course, the names of these rocks and this wine press, they were given after the fact. Yeah, that's where these places were known of because they had killed these leaders there.
Yeah,
but Gideon's men had a great victory.
Yeah,
first the enemy destroyed themselves for a large part, and then they just had to go after them. After
دنبال
fleeing army.
ارتشی که فرار میکرده میرفتن.
Yeah, now where does it all start?
همه کجا شروع شد؟
God finding that man that stood out in his day.
اون مرد رو پیدا کرد. جدعون که اون روز برای خدا ایمان داشت و ایستاده بود.
That was into Baal worship.
از یه خانواده ای که بت پرست بعل بود.
From a nation that was into idolatry.
توی بت پرستی بود.
Doing evil in the sight of the Lord.
بدی در مقابل خداوند انجام میداد.
Yeah, God being against the nation of Israel.
خداوند ضد قوم اسرائیل بود در اون زمان.
Gideon the message, the Lord is with thee, the mighty man of valor.
Yeah.
Gideon is an humble man. He is a man that wants to do the will of God, obeying him. Yes, he needs help. Yeah, he is insecure, he's afraid. But with the help of God, with the encouragement of God, he ends up defeating this vast army.
Yeah,
setting Israel free. Yeah, because he's willing to obey what God says. Yeah, God just needs one person that is willing to obey. One man, one woman, one boy, one girl, that will set the example for others to follow.
که بشه نمونه که بقیه دنبالش
to make a change in the family.
که بتونه یه تغییر رو توی خانواده ایجاد کنه، یه تغییر رو توی شهر ایجاد کنه، تغییر رو توی امت یا ملت ایجاد کنه.
What lessons do we learn from the story?
چه درسی از این داستان جدعون یاد گرفتیم؟
Yeah, God is looking for individuals.
خداوند دنبال یه نفر می‌گرده.
Who he can use for his work on this earth.
برای خواست خودش، برای خدمتش روی زمین استفاده.
He doesn't look for the vast group.
دنبال گروه بزرگ نمی‌گرده.
He's looking for those who stand out among them.
یه نفر می‌گرده که حاضر بایسته.
Because they walk uprightly before God.
در مقابل خداوند اطاعت میکنه و دنبال خداوند میره.
God is looking for people who are willing to obey him.
خداوند دنبال قومی میگرده که حاضرن اطاعت کنن.
Not in some things.
نه توی یه چیزی، نه توی شرایطی.
Not pick and choose.
نه اینکه هر چی دلش خواست، هر چی دوست داشت، هر چی خوشش نیومد.
But in all that God commands.
در همه چیزهایی که خداوند بهمون فرمان داده.
And you should be that man.
شما باید
اون زن
یا مرد باشی. یا اون دختر یا اون پسر باشی.
Oh, but I'm weak.
من ضعیفم.
I'm the least of my family.
من کمتر از همه، کوچکتر از خانواده‌ام.
مهم
نیست که تو چی میتونی به رومیز بیاری.
Yeah, that's why the story of Gideon is this great story because
he is. داستان جدعون اینقدر داستان بزرگیه.
Gideon does not come across as this great warrior.
جدعون همچین جنگجوی بزرگی نبوده که بگه خدا.
Now he grows into a great man.
بزرگ میشه، خداوند میسازتش که بزرگ میشه.
He didn't start out there.
اما اولش اونجا نبود.
Yeah, when we are willing to walk with God, God will take us by the hands. He encourages us. He helps us to do His work. Yeah, Gideon was just flawed like you and me. Afraid like you and me. Yet God used him anyway. And he went to great lengths to build him up. So he could lead that battle.
تشویق میکنه که اونها رو بنا کنه تا بتونه این جنگ.
Again, what was the goal of going through the story of Gideon?
هدف این داستان جدون چی بوده؟
To encourage you to live your life for God.
تشویق میکنه که شما برای خداوند زندگی کنید.
The things of God seriously.
چیزهای خداوند رو جدی بگیرید.
You can be used by God to do great works for him.
از خداوند استفاده بشین که کارهای بزرگ انجام
بدید. We're not involved in a physical battle like Gideon.
جنگ جسمانی نیستیم مثل جدون.
We're involved in a spiritual battle.
ما جنگ روحانی داریم.
We're involved in the battle for the souls of men.
اما جنگ نجات داریم برای
so let me draw some parallels.
اما بزنین چند تا نکته رو ازتون استفاده کنم که ما چجوری میتونیم از اون بجنگیم.
Gideon blew the trumpets. The rest followed example, blowing the trumpet.
اون شیپور و کرنا رو نواخت و بقیه هم نواختن.
Go to Isaiah 58:1.
Isaiah 58.
Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and shew my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins.
فریاد بلند برآورد و دریغ ندار آواز خود را همچون هرنا بلند کرده به قوم من اسیانشان را و به خاندان یعقوب گناهانشان را اعلام کن.
Yeah, we as God's people are to cry aloud the word of God. Yeah, that is the battle we are in. We are making known the truth. We are warning people for the wrath to come. Yeah, we are preaching the gospel. The next thing, they had to break the pitchers that was hiding the light. Yes, the light became visible. Go to Matthew 5. Matthew 5, 14 to 16. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
شما نور عالمید. شهری که بر کوهی بنا شود نتوان پنهان کرد و چراغ را نمی افروزند تا آن را زیر پیمانه نهند، بلکه تا بر چراغدان گذارند، آنگاه به همه کسانی که در خانه باشند روشنایی می بخشد. همچنین بگذارید نور شما بر مردم بتابد تا اعمال نیکوی شما را دیده پدر شما را که در آسمان است ستایش کند.
Now if you are saved,
اگه شما نجات دارید،
you have the light in you.
نور رو در
you have received the light.
نور رو به دست آوردید.
Jesus says,
yeah,
you are the light. We are to be the light of this world. Yeah, our name is Light and Soul Baptist Church. Our light should not be hidden. Yeah. Our words should point people to Christ. Our lives should point people to Christ. They had to win the battle, they had to blow the trumpet, and they had to break those pitchers to reveal the light. And of course, with that, they got the attention of the enemy. And it takes courage to step out and live according to God's will in a society that does the opposite. It takes courage to open your mouth and preach the word of God, to warn people, yeah, to tell them about Jesus. Yeah, but this is how we will have victory. And God says, hey, I'm with you. You have the victory. Don't worry. And when we decide to obey God, we'll find out that God is with us. We need to take a step. We need to obey. But we'll find that God is with us, that He encourages us, that He builds us up, and that He will deliver the enemies in our hands. You want to be a Gideon in 2022 in this world? Start taking God seriously. Start taking what He says seriously. Stop picking and choosing from God's words. Yeah, what you like and what you don't like. Start living to live rightly before Him. So you are positioned in a place where God can use you for great things. One last thing. You might say, I'm already doing that. I'm on fire for God. I'm studying the word of God. I'm in church. I'm sharing the gospel. I walk uprightly before God. Okay, that's great. Yeah, you're in the right place then. Yeah, be careful you don't fall, but you've entered the battle. But here's a last lesson from the story of Gideon. Do not give up. Read Judges, go to chapter 8. I'm going to read a couple of verses from chapter 8. Don't worry, not the whole chapter. Judges 8, verse 4. And Gideon came to Jordan and passed over. He and the 300 men that were with him, faint yet pursuing them.
آنگاه جدو و 300 مردی که همراهش بودند به اردن رسیده از آن گذشتند و با اینکه به شدت خسته بودند همچنان به تعقیب ادامه دادند.
Yes, so Gideon and his men are tired.
قومش خسته شده بودند.
Yeah. Did they take a break? Did they give up?
No,
they were tired yet pursuing
it. Yeah?
And doing God's work at some times
can
be tiring
on a spiritual and emotional level.
And we can find ourselves in a place of exhaustion. Yet, do not give up. Do not quit. Keep going. Now, then Gideon decides to ask some help. Read verses 5 till 7. And he said unto the men of Succoth, give, I pray you, loaves of bread unto the people that follow me, for they be faint, and I am pursuing after Ziba and Zalmunna, kings of Midian. And the prince of Succoth said, are the hands of Ziba and Zalmunna now in thine hand, that we should give bread into thine army? And Gideon said, therefore, when the Lord had delivered Ziba and Zalmunna into mine hand, then I will tear your flesh with thorns of the wilderness and with briers.
جدعون به مردان سکوت گفت تمنا دارم چند قرص نان به قومی که از پی من می آیند بدهید، زیرا به شدت خستند و من همچنان در تعقیب ذبح و سلمونه پادشاه مدیان هستم. ولی بزرگان سکوت گفتند مگر ذبح و سلمونه را اسیر کرده ای که می خواهی لشکریانت را نان دهیم؟ جدعون پاسخ داد بسیار خوب، آنگاه که خداوند ذبح و سلمونه را به دست من تسلیم کند، گوشت تن شما را نیز با
Yeah, so Gideon is pursuing, going after his army. He's tired. His men are tired. And he's asking his men of Succoth, hey, help us, give me some bread. Yeah, I'm doing this great work and we need some help. And the answer is, why should we do that? We don't know how this is going to end. What if we help you and you're not successful? And then we're in trouble for helping you. So the answer is no. And Gideon stopped pursuing and quit. No, he didn't. He keeps going.
He
tells
them,
hey, if I'm done with these Midianites, I'm going to come back to you. Then he goes further. He comes to Penuel. And he asks for help there again. And he went up thence to Penuel and spake unto them likewise. And the men of Penuel answered him as the men of Succoth had answered him. And he spake also unto the men of Penuel, saying, when I come again in peace, I will break down this tower. 8 and 9.
سپس از آنجا به فنوئیل برآمده و به همین گونه با ایشان سخن گفت و مردان فنوئیل نیز همچنین مردان سکوت وی را پاسخ دادند. پس جدعون به مردان فنوئیل نیز گفت آنگاه که به سلامت بازگردم این برج را فرو خواهم.
Yeah, the same thing. He goes further, yeah, becoming even more faint and more tired. And he's asking now this other group of people, hey, help us. We need some bread. And again, he gets the answer no. Yeah. And again, he's angry with them. I'll come back for you. Yeah, we're making ground. Please help us. And the answer is no. Yeah. God and Gideon stopped pursuing the Midianites because he's tired? No. Gideon continues to pursue. He continues to do the work he was told by God to do. And as a result, the victory is great. Much greater than if he would have stopped. Yeah, because he was tired. Yeah, read verse 10 till 12. Now Zeba and Zalmunna were in Karakor, and their host with them, about 15,000 men, all that were left of all the hosts of the children of the east, for there fell 120,000 men that drew sword. And Gideon went up by the way of them that dwelt in the tents on the east of Nobah and Jogbaha, and smote the host, for the host was secure. When Zeba and Zalmunna fled, he pursued after them, and took the two kings of Midian, Zeba and Zalmunna, and discomfited all the host.
باری زبه و سلمونه با لشکری قریب به 15,000 مرد در قربوره به سر می بردن. از تمامی سپاهیان اقوام شهر تنها اینا باقی ماندن. زیرا 120,000 مرد جنگ کشته شده بودن. جدعون از راه چادرنشینان واقع در شرق نوبخ و یجبه ها برآمد و بران اردوگاه که خود را در اما می پنداشتن یورش بود. زبه و سلمونه گریختند، ولی جدعون آنها را تعقیب کرده آن دو پادشاه مدیانی یعنی زبه و سلمونه را گرفت و تمامی لشکر را به وحشت انداخت.
Yeah, so they have a great victory.
پیروزی بزرگی
دارن. Yeah, so if you're in the battle,
اگه شما تو جنگی,
yeah, don't give up.
دست نکش.
Yeah, the first part might be easy.
اولین قدم شاید راحت باشه.
God has confused the enemy and they're fighting themselves.
گیج کرد و اونا جنگ خودشون تو زد غم افتاد.
But there's much more work to do.
اما کارهای بزرگتری برای خداوند هست.
And don't be surprised that people that you thought would help you.
تعجب نکنین کسایی که فکر میکنین که خدمت شما
تو بی اون یور ساید
کسایی که فکر میکنی پشتتن
that it won't help you
کمکت نمیکنه.
Yeah, just don't give up.
دست نکش.
Keep pursuing the enemy.
ادامه بده جنگیدن دشمنان تا زمانی که پیروزی بزرگ رو به دست بیاری.
Yeah, why again is the story of Gideon such a great story?
چرا داستان جدعون انقدر داستان بزرگی
برای ما؟ Because we can relate to a man like Gideon.
چون من و شما هم میتونیم مثل جدعون باشیم.
Was insecure, was afraid, lacked faith.
کسی که ایمان نداره.
Was the least of his family.
که کمتر از همه خانواده‌مون هستیم.
God needs to build him up.
ولی خداوند بناش میکنه جدعون.
But God uses him for the doing great things. Because he's a humble man and is willing to obey God.
حاضر بود اطاعت کنه در همه شرایط و خواست خداوند رو انجام بده.
So you can be a Gideon in your family today.
شما شهرتون، خانوادهتون، امتتون باشید.
You can do great things for God.
شما میتونید کارهای بزرگی برای خداوند انجام بدید.
Not because you are so great.
نه اینکه شما آدم بزرگی هستید.
But because we serve a great God.
چون خدای بزرگی رو خدمت میکنید.
Who is with us and says, hey, the enemy is already defeated.
دشمن شکست خوردن.
Regardless of the size of the enemy.
مهم نیست که ارتش چقدر بزرگه.
It just takes individuals.
فقط یه نفر
willing to obey.
که حاضر باشه اطاعت کنه.
And be an example. Be the light of the world.
و اون نور دنیا باشه.
Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
پس به این چیزها چه گوییم؟ هرگاه خدا با ماست، کیست که به ضد ما؟
Amen.
Amen. Amen.